University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions, answers, and the heat's still on at UDM. It's May. I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Let me introduce to you our panel for today. Feverishly writing about the trials of Socrates, it's Professor Beth Oljar.
We are dust in the wind.
Awesome.
I'm trying to come up with a paper topic on the apology, which seems like it should be easy to do. But when I Googled paper topics on the apology, the number of e-cheat essays that were available kind of freaked me out. Got so it. I'm...
Somebody's going to apologize for that.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Beth, but no one got the joke. Anyway, it's about the apology.
It means defense.
That means that you're teaching this summer.
I'm teaching intro to philosophy now. It's always hard, and ethics, and it's always hard to do papers in the 7-week summer class. At least it feels like it is to me because there's not really time for the students to do drafts and blah, 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 blah. Right. But then I feel like they're going to kick me out of the professor's club if I make the class less demanding.
We're not changing the locks.
Where's the professor's club? Where is that? Let me go right now.
It's in the chemistry building, and you ignored that too.
I know. When I bet they have brandy.
Without Kendra.
Oh my gosh.
So you're going to get kicked out as well.
I'm never going to live this down, like for 100 years. Like the time I brought all my colleagues out and everybody had food poisoning but me. They never let me forget. It was like 7 years ago. Miles not choosing
day.
The lunch venue, I'll tell you that.
You
we went to
Lixos
in Mexican Town. It's a wonderful place. Yeah. Everybody but me. Everybody
well,
but me.
Your tapeworm is indestructible. That's why, man.
Oh, I mean, thanks. Thanks. They have the best botana in the city and I've never been back since. No. Because as the story goes, I shouldn't even have mentioned the business. I'm sure your business is fine. If you're actually listening, we know you're not. The truth of the matter is everybody had something different. And so Liz Roberts-Kirchhoff has told us a million times. The vegetables with nooks and crannies, even green onions, these are grown in fields less than miles away from swine farms where their excrement is mixed with everything that comes off the rainwater. Or the ice. The only other thing we could have possibly shared. The ice is not very well maintained by the FDA when they come to do inspections. So
this would be a good Mills methods question about sort of which method you use to figure out what the cause of the food poisoning
was. Of course,
was.
We attacked it scientifically after everybody recovered.
Where would Socrates eat? Right?
Both Jane and Mark have said it was the worst they've ever been sick in their entire 40 and 50 year lives.
Jane still talks about this. I wasn't here at the time. And she talks about being sick for months.
Yeah,
months.
She
it
talked
took her
about
months
her,
to recover.
Her family. Her body did not go back to normal for an entire academic term.
She's 6'9" right now, isn't she?
She's never stopped growing.
Speaking of Socrates eating, he did suggest that the appropriate penalty, I'm not kidding you, he seriously says this, is that the citizens of Athens should basically give him welfare for life. They should put him up in the Prytaneum and give him free meals and lodging the way they do Olympic heroes.
Why the heck not free food? That makes perfect sense.
I think it probably didn't go over very well with the 501 member jury.
Whoops.
No, then he got the death penalty, so, you know, it was bad.
Let's not talk about food poisoning anymore, Professor Maggio. And thanks for the cookies. Thanks for the cookies. I always get it wrong. Strawberry Fields, no.
The Pinwheel Bakery in Ferndale, Michigan.
Yes.
Absolutely a fantastic
your
place.
Your presence is itself a treat, but thank you for the cookies.
They make the most wonderful desserts there.
They are really good.
Yep.
They're really,
great
really
coffee,
good.
Too.
Oh, they have coffee, too. That's from
yes,
them. Oh, wow. Nice.
Red Hook.
Excellent. All right, Kendra, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I came from another meeting, and I forgot to stop by and pick you up on the way over to this meeting.
Even though you walked through the building.
I will.
I do have a witness.
I just assumed that you were already here when I got here. Oh, God.
Bad.
I accept your apology, but I might never let it go forgotten.
I can forgive, but I can never forget.
She came in the room throwing daggers. I almost got nicked by one.
She was standing in the door. I'm like, what's going on?
She's glowering. She's glowering.
I have a look. I have a toddler. These things go hand in hand.
And students. Don't forget
about
them.
I also have a lot of students. That's right.
Are you like Tina Fey in Date Night? You 1, 2, 3 them?
Oh, I do like that movie. She's some really good. I love that part where she talks about how it's like a surprise. They have to put their PJs on every night. It's so true. Even when Juliana wasn't a year, I still thought the same thing. I'm like, this is the same thing we do every day. Why is it such a surprise every time? She hasn't outgrown it. I know she won't until she's like 14 or something.
They do not have a cognitive ability to recognize pattern at that age. There's no other possible explanation. I mean, how much more repetitive could life get than waking up and getting ready for things, you know? I
still haven't gotten used to it. What are you talking about?
Well, okay.
Well, it helps if you don't leave them in the bathtub unattended and let water go all over the bathroom floor.
That is true. That is true. Every once in a while I've done that. When they're like 9, okay, not when they're infants, Dan. I'm not trying to drown my own children.
Suggesting.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you could only see Professor Maggio's face. If you could only see Professor Dave Chow's face.
That's because I'm still not awake from last night. I was watching the Red Wings game and the Tigers game.
Oh my gosh, what a double whammy.
And I had to be up by 5 this morning, so I got like 2 hours of sleep.
Maybe.
Did Verlander pitch?
No,
or is it too early
it was 14
years. It was Chef Porcello.
Was it a West Coast game?
Serving up a meatball.
No, it was Houston.
It was Houston, but it went to the 14th inning. Yeah. So it was quite a... They got a track record this season for extra inning games.
That was exciting. But I was switching back and forth between that and the Red Wings game. I'm like, oh, come on. End it already. Somebody, I got to go to bed.
I know. Wings were ahead 4-1. Let it get tied 4-4 and then won it in single overtime.
Overtime. Okay, that's good. Mercifully so.
Thank God. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. For one last time in our 12-13 season, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. Send us anything during the summer of 2013. We'll get to it this fall when we start up our 13-14 season. Send us the questions in a number of ways, if you will. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp with our online question submitter widget. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166 or send the questions, good old-fashioned USPS, to the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. When last we were together, we had some questions from our...
Dave forgot to mention, so did I, that on Wednesday, Jason, who's not here, Dave and I were at the Detroit Historic Museum's Hard Rock Cafe, Detroit... trivia night, and we represented very well, came in second place.
Awesome.
I also told Dan,
weren't there only three teams?
Beth, we don't need a mathematician on that right now.
But honestly, I'm
certainly not one.
There was a fourth team that came in late. No.
I love it. What was first prize, by the way?
I don't know. We walked away with some pretty decent swag.
We got a mug. A book. I got a Led Zeppelin CD.
Double CD.
And pins.
I'm thinking that this is the way you stay in shape over the summer, frankly.
Actually,
there is a Thursday night trivia night Jason and I were thinking about getting together. Actually a UDM alum at the Kanju Cafe.
Well,
and there's prizes there,
too. We should give this a try. That's awesome.
I did mention, I don't know if you remember, Dan, Wednesday night I said, if we absolutely stunk the place up. Pull out their Wayne State shirts and put those on.
The Wayne State.
Yeah. Just in case we stunk it up.
Nice. Oh my gosh.
So terrible.
Well, I've thought about it before, but there's not that many. This is kind of sad to say. I know it's just going to, stereotype me for being a stereotyper, but we've got the digital trivia games at a lot of local bars, but every time I go to those bars, I automatically, bring the average age inside the room over 35, and so I don't feel like it's a place where we can go and hang out. Unless we want to go break up the joint, let's just go to B-dubs and have fun.
Dan, I told you we should buy plenty of rounds of drinks for that other winning team.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It costs a small fortune in drinks. But
we wanted to start an awards board.
Oh, yeah.
We're out on the trivia circuit.
Sure.
Winning.
I think it's great.
Was that a special occasion trivia night, or is it like a weekly trivia night?
Monthly.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, I want to know when they get like the WWE belts we can all walk around with.
Hard Rock Cafe, all you got to do is have $20 in your pocket for the $17 hamburger, and you're pretty much all set.
Are you kidding me?
Well, it's not like $2, I can tell you that much.
They're decent burgers, but
they're expensive.
They're nice.
They'd have to be like gold.
Gold, 17 ounces. $17
an
ounce.
It's not New York. If it were New York.
Hard Rock.
I got to tell you, talking about burgers, not to take away from the questions, but I was at Red Coat the other night. I'm becoming a regular Red Coat. All right. Red burger with Swiss cheese, ranch dressing. No. I mean, Thousand Islands dressing. Bacon on grilled rye.
Oh, my gosh. Like, Thousand Island on a burger is something I've only recently discovered.
Get the grilled rye. Red Coat Tavern, best burgers
in Metro Detroit.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh. Beth's never been there. We're starting trivia night.
You are going to become an addict.
Every time I go to Westport now, it's like, oh, there's the Vincetta Garage, and I got to go.
I'm not there yet either. All right.
I never go anywhere. I'm so
boring. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you're keeping track of our to-do list.
we're going to have a summer tour of food, right?
Exactly.
Food and trivia all summer long.
No problem with that whatsoever.
Eating our way through Detroit.
And we are going to make it happen. I know Professor Chow already has some feelers out there, and it may not happen until 2014, but we're going to get ourselves an April in the D suite. We'll do a live show from a Tigers game in April 2014. That's the plan, man.
If not sooner.
If not sooner. All right, so we did have some questions from Rachel Ralston of Norwalk, Iowa. Let's see if we can handle the final four that she sent our way. They were quite a gamish, and she says, I hope they make for fine, hilarious listening. I think they will. What were the two spacecraft names for the Apollo 12 mission? The command module and the landing module had different names. Do you remember
Gemini?
What they were? No.
No.
Was this Charlie Brown Snoopy?
The mission was the Apollo mission, but then you know, each of the individual pieces does have a separate name because it's a ship.
What year is this?
Apollo 12. So Apollo 13, like the movie, would have been late 50s, so it had to be mid-50s. You know,
no, early. Apollo? Apollo was 60s, wasn't it?
60s? 60s yeah. is what I meant.
69, we went to the moon.
Okay, so
it had to be after that, so maybe we're talking early 70s.
So what were, what were some of the names of battleships?
And we don't own it.
The Eagles landed? Or the Eagle?
So
I know there's one, Charlie
Brown's sports. Movie. In sports, everybody hates the...
Umpire?
Bad loser.
The other team?
Mascot?
No. In sports, everybody hates the...
Bad conies.
The umpire. The opponent.
Okay, how about the name of a sailing ship with a lot of sails on it? Starts with a C.
Constellation?
No, the kind of ship that it would be. Okay. Sailing vessel.
Clipper?
A clipper. Okay, so everybody hates the Yankees. What I was going for is
I was
going
to say the Yankees
Clipper.
Not everybody
was the name of the command module. Everybody hates the Yankees. Even Yankees fans hate the Yankees.
it's the baseball team that everybody loves to hate would have been.
I can tell you in New Hampshire they hate the Yankees.
Yeah. Well, I've just seen multiple T-shirts that say everybody hates the Yankees.
Yeah, they hate their junior senator now too. By the way,
Red Sox.
Kelly Ayotte.
Red Sox Nation.
She voted against the universal background checks, and she's gotten confronted with family members of the Newtown victims.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I know it's phenomenal.
That's democracy.
Small D democracy at its best.
And what would you call someone who is particularly gutsy about going out on the frontier and blazing a trail? You'd say
an Oregonian.
They're quite
an Oregonian
modifier word.
Adventurous.
Adventurous. Yes. The word starts with the letter I. This would be the landing module. Yankee Clipper was the command module. They're not independent. They're blank explorers.
Why am I drawing a complete
blank? Starts with an I?
Starts with the letter I. But idiotic. In Latin, Jehovah starts with an I.
Oh. Quite.
They are said to be intrepid. Oh, intrepid. And that was the landing module. So yeah, every ship has its own name. Thank
we're
you,
not starting off well here at all.
However, I'm putting a major X over that one.
Yeah, I think we took the gas pipe on that one pretty well.
Wow. The famous child actor Jackie Coogan was credited with helping enact the Coogan Act. What is the premise of that bill?
Child labor laws. Isn't it?
Child labor for California. Mm-hmm. It set standards for earnings distribution to minors, schooling and work hours for work in the motion picture industry.
That's why twins are loved in Hollywood as far as child actors.
That's right. That's right.
Because you have one work for 4 hours,
and then the other one
comes in and looks the same.
So. And while we think about twins, let's break. We are back with some wonderful questions from Rachel Ralston from Iowa. We only have a couple more. We've done Yankee Clipper. We've done Jackie Coogan. What city's official seal features a picture of St. Anthony's Falls, mill buildings, a plowshare, a barrel of flour, a stack of lumber, a gear, and the words en avant?
It's probably New England.
No, it's not New England, but I like the way you're trying to solve the problem.
Mills.
Well, mills.
So to be near water.
Mills.
Near a river. Would it be Minnesota?
Like, could
like
be in the south.
The beginning of a big river?
Was it a city or a state?
City.
Oh, Minneapolis?
Minneapolis is correct. No. Absolutely. Oh, that is a lot of iconography, though, if you think about it. Right?
Yes.
Is Minneapolis known for milling flour?
It's where General Mills is.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Well, it's on the.
It's always
it's on the river and
versus
it's
Minneapolis,
an old town, so I would imagine
capital.
That they milled.
Yep. Okay. Also, their minor league team that became part of the spinoff that became the Twins was the St. Paul Saints and the Minneapolis Millers. Actually, was the name of the team. Prior to the 2005 death of Pope John Paul II, whose funeral had had, from some perspectives, the largest gathering of statespeople in the world.
Diana.
No, Diana? No, it doesn't say that.
Mother Teresa.
No, it says January 30th, 1965. And it seems a little bit subjective. I'm not exactly sure who qualifies as a statesperson, where they are on the... You know,
was this a politician or an entertainer?
He's definitely a politician, political leader. One of the most famous from World War II.
Churchill.
Oh, yeah, wow. Sir Winston Churchill is what it says.
Well, he merits it.
I mean, I'm thinking that
more so
than Di's funeral also had a lot of celebrities, not necessarily statespeople. I'm not exactly sure how they chart that, but very cool nonetheless. Thank you, Rachel. We've had a great time with you this season. And
send
if you
more.
Percolate all summer long, we know you're going to send us even more fun stuff.
No pressure whatsoever.
No pressure whatsoever.
None.
So UDM student Brittany Dell has sent us some questions, and we're going to keep our fingers crossed
about
this one.
She was in my ethics class this past semester.
She sent us questions about the TV show True Blood.
I'm a huge True Blood fan.
Well, everybody... As Dan grabs his cranium,
I can barely
we'll
spell
see,
it.
I've seen one up, maybe one up.
And it's actually better than the book. I think better than the books. I read one of the books after I watched the first season, and I'm like, that's a good thing the TV show is better.
Let's see if you can handle these then, Beth.
Oh, you, Beth.
I better
right
not
in.
Think about Socrates then.
Grab
the
handlebars. The
rest of us are receding like hairlines. So.
What is Vampire Bill's last name? Famous neighborhood in L.A.
Encino. Westwood.
No. Keep going.
No. Brentwood.
Hollywood.
Nope. Starts with a C.
Compton.
Compton.
Yes. Absolutely.
Never having been to the West Coast.
What's the name of Sookie's cat?
Kitty?
I don't know.
It's Tina.
Oh, I was close.
Sure. We're still going to get slammed on these questions.
Detective Andy gets addicted to what drug?
V.
Which vampire is vampire blood. Yes, absolutely. Sookie finds out she has powers because she is...
A fairy.
She's a fairy.
She's fae.
I think that's just so funny because when she found out what she was in season two, she goes, how lame am I? I'm a fairy. Oh, that's so funny. Who is it again who plays her?
Anna Paquin.
Okay. Anna Paquin, that's
right.
I
knew
married.
Something. That would be a good question if you asked that question.
She's married to Stephen Moyer, the guy who plays Vampire
I actually
Bill.
Seen
okay.
The pianos.
What is the relationship friend. Between Jason and Sookie?
They're brother and sister.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Sookie and Jason were raised by...
Their grandmother.
That is right. Who they called their gran, if you will. Who is Alcide?
Ugh.
A witch?
The hottest werewolf ever.
Apparently not a witch.
Oh,
there we go.
Somebody Joe Manganiello is so hot.
Somebody get the chopped ice. Beth is going to start steaming the joint up.
Oh my
Seriously.
Gosh. Seriously. Wow. Sookie's boss, Sam, is something.
A shapeshifter.
Okay.
The bartender. Oh,
you are freaking me out a little bit.
Cheers.
But no different than the old Simpsons questions we used to get.
More than I usually freak you out.
What is Sam's favorite shape to shift into that is an animal?
Dog.
A dog. And what is,
who's
the last question, True Blood?
Oh, it's the synthetic blood that, because vampires are out in the open now. They're integrated into society because they've found this way to develop, they've developed this synthetic blood that allows them not to feed on people, and it's called True Blood. And they're actually like types, right? So you can get True Blood A and AB negative, and I mean...
Is it like flavors?
Like, yeah, exactly. Kinda. It's like vitamin water.
Like brominated oils for my Gatorade.
Makes sense to me.
It's vampire
pop. I don't understand the confusion.
Oh. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, you knocked them all out of the park except for Sookie's cat.
That's right.
Pretty good.
Woohoo.
Pretty
awesome.
Good.
So, Dan, if we ever go down to the Hard Rock and there's a True Blood night, we're dragging Beth along.
Perfect.
Oh, yes.
We're going to show those people in the front table.
That'll teach them. After I buy them another round of drinks and give them a snack.
That a professor of philosophy watches such serious entertainment. Yeah.
It's kind of, isn't it wrapping up? Is it has like half a season left or one season left, something like that? Well, okay.
I don't know. Comcast had their watch-a-thon, so I was able to watch like the entire season in 2 days or something. Great.
Entertainment Weekly had a wonderful article on the science behind binge watching and how, you know, Netflix and DVD sets make this possible.
That's the only way to watch a TV series is on DVD.
It's true.
I'm working. We just started The Walking Dead. So.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I can't sit there for that long. If I could do that for House.
You probably could do it and maybe during do that winter a little better. Yeah, I've been trying to catch up on Doctor Who. Yeah. So we have one last set of questions, profs, from Jamie Sanders, who is also a student at UDM.
Same ethics class as Brittany Dell.
Weird.
Did you? A.K.A. Nikki.
Weird. A.K.A. also known as Nikki. Jamie Nikki Sanders. What?
Hold on. Yes. Did you put all these students in my ethics class?
None of these are my advisees.
How did that nickname did come about?
I don't know where that nickname came
from. Her middle name is Nikki, but she goes by either.
Yeah. I always called her Jamie.
That's fine. Yeah, she responds.
I called her Nikki.
I called her Hey You, and she said...
As long as she responds, I guess that's what matters.
Yeah. So.
That's right. How many U.S. presidents were assassinated, and who were they?
Four.
Garfield, mm-hmm. Lincoln, Kennedy.
McKinley.
Very well done. Wow, almost in chronological order. What did the 18th U.S. Amendment to the U.S. Constitution do?
19th was women voting, right?
Mm-hmm.
18th... Okay, so prior to 1920.
It may or may not have. It was repealed.
Prohibition.
Yeah, it was prohibition. Right, yeah. Alcohol.
That was a question at the trivia night, by the way.
Which one repealed it?
21st? 22nd?
21 or 22?
Appropriate if it's 21st.
It doesn't say here. That's a good question, though.
Yeah, the dates killed us, Dan.
Well, I know that it was repealed in 1933.
Yes, it was.
1920. Ken Burns has a really good film about... Prohibition.
It's a really good film about a lot of stuff.
It's pretty good.
Jazz.
Didn't he do this great one with about the Dust Bowl?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
That's really outstanding.
Mm-hmm. That was amazing. That was mm-hmm. scariest thing to watch.
And what? The Lewis and Clark Expedition was the one he did on
baseball
that was
too.
Really good.
Oh, yeah. Baseball's a classic one.
I have never seen the baseball one, but I have
gorgeous.
Eaten the Civil War one for breakfast about 10 times. I swear I've watched it stem to stern.
The baseball one with the sound effects and everything. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Wow.
The jazz one is nice. Amazing.
I'm sorry. Have you guys ever played with iMovie and things like that on mm-mm. Macintosh? Mm-mm. They actually have something called the Ken Burns effect. Oh, yeah,
does everything go sepia?
Yeah, yeah. Where you pull out slowly from a still picture. It's called the Ken Burns effect. It's wonderful. That's all.
Well, he seems to have this interest in doing sort of iconic American mm-hmm. experiences yeah. or events, or yeah. which is really cool.
It's
cool.
It's history. Yep. It's wonderful.
Absolutely. The very oft quoted letters of one Mary Chestnut from the Civil War are often quoted at our house because there's so many of those shots, like you just described, Dave, where it backs up and it goes da 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 da. Mary Chestnut. That Mary Chestnut just fills in for a lot of, quotes at the Mayo House. It's a standing joke. Only one of our presidents was born in the state of California.
Reagan.
Nope.
Nixon.
Nixon. Richard Nixon was born in California. Absolutely.
Well, his library went up without too much.
Yorba Linda, I yeah. think.
What is the name of the 30th president of the United States? See if you can work on numbers.
Well, we're on 44 now.
Right.
Coolidge?
It was Coolidge. Wow, Dan.
Way
that's
to go.
Awesome.
How'd you pull that one out?
That was awesome.
I'm here at Ask the Professor.
He asked me a question.
You know what?
A little luck. I think that was a little luck.
It reminds me when you bring up the library that, we just had the W. Bush library open. And no matter what you think about George W. Bush, if you watch the footage of them dedicating it, there's no way you could have watched it and not had wet eyes because his dad was so overwhelmed. My son is getting this library dedicated to him. I'm like, but you were president too. You got your own library. It was kind of really touching to see that.
Did you see the interview with Barbara?
Barbara
Bush.
Oh no.
And,
I haven't seen
Jenna
her in a while.
Yeah, so. They asked her if Jeb should run, and she said no.
Too many bushes. She said.
Too many bushes.
She said too many bushes.
Oh my! But it doesn't matter. There'll be another George Bush as president of this country. I've already talked about it on this show. Put money on it now. George P. Jeb's son is unbelievably charismatic, and we will hear from him someday. I guarantee.
Does he have good hair?
And he not just has good hair. You know that Jeb married a woman who was raised in Mexico, mm-hmm. and so I believe that it's gunning towards that first Latino president sort of thing, big time. But he is like Brad Pitt. Like, I don't know what he is, but he is a politician. That's all
is
I'm going to say.
Republican?
George P.
Seriously?
Well,
you never
you're not
know.
Not let him carry the name George Bush.
What about Reagan's son?
Michael?
Yes.
Michael.
He's a Democrat.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's
yeah,
true.
They can yeah, flip flop.
I think that Reagan would be a Democrat with this current conservative. Yeah. You know, yeah,
when's the first Chinese Canadian president coming in?
Nixon was a flaming liberal compared to these people. Is that what you're about to say?
Well, yeah, I mean, he gave us the EPA.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah,
only Nixon could go to China.
Flaming liberal compared, and Reagan couldn't
he
be
went to
a Republican.
Though, right?
If the pork buns were on sale, then he could have gone.
That's what Mao gave him. Yeah.
All right, so this will be our last question of the season. I can already tell because this is going to take a while.
Sad.
Okay, uh-oh. It is kind of sad though. It is kind of sad.
But I know everything, so it's good.
We have 16 levels into the U.S. line of succession, starting with the President of the United States.
Oh, no.
I think you guys know level two.
Vice President.
Who is next?
Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House. That's where everybody goes silent.
Senate Majority.
Secretary of State. Someone
no, Secretary of State is after the next one.
Secretary
so I'm going to give it to you, okay? Oh. So the next one after Speaker of the House is a very, very little known job in the Senate.
President Pro Tem of the Senate?
Pro Tem of the Senate follows.
Who's that?
Then the Secretary of State. Then who?
Defense.
No.
Interior.
Nope. Think Monet.
Treasury.
The Treasury is next, followed by... You just said it.
Defense,
formerly Secretary of War.
Yes.
Followed by the head law enforcer of the country.
The Attorney General.
Attorney General.
Okay.
Followed by someone who takes care of our national parks.
Interior.
The interior.
Yeah.
Followed by the person who monitors the farm industry.
Agriculture.
Followed by the person who keeps track of most social stuff.
The janitor.
Health and Human Services.
Health and Human Services. Followed by...
Oh, for the love of God.
A person who mostly is in charge of building and knocking down.
HUD?
HUD. Housing and Urban Development.
Oh, my goodness.
Followed by... Was it Norm Pienta is the most recent one? He was just in Detroit to announce
our rail line.
For labor?
Yep.
This is weird.
Oh, we're growing here. We're going. Followed by Spence Abraham, formerly of Michigan, used to be
energy?
In this position. Secretary of Energy. Followed by the person in charge of making us smarts.
Education.
Followed by probably the worst known cabinet post. If I just say it that way, you guys should know exactly what it is.
The worst FDA?
Not the FDA.
The Surgeon General.
Taking care of people who have helped defend our country.
Veterans Affairs.
Yeah, well.
Followed by the newest cabinet post.
TSA. No.
Homeland Security.
Close enough. Followed by...
Labor.
You guys did it! 16 levels in! 16
what?
Levels in.
When did we get Homeland Security?
When did that become a...
That was under George Bush.
That was crazy.
Oh my gosh, look at the timing. Speaking of Homeland Security, it's time for us to go home and take care of the home. Professor Chow.
See ya. See you around.
Professor Evans.
Take care.
Professor Maggio.
Have a great summer.
Professor Oljar.
I'm off to watch True Blood.
And now, these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor today is produced and technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next season, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.
And we're back next week, kicking off a summer series of Ask the Professor classics. So please plan to join us.